Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Deeper Truth is back and better than ever. From John Carpenter and Journey with Mary, Sunday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Dr. Gregory Thompson and Eucharistic Miracles, Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central. Yours truly with the Saint of the Day. And Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender. We're back with an even deeper truth. Join us. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Hartley's Heroes. Here's Donald Hartley with his Hartley's Hero for today. Our saint of the day is Oliver Plunkett. Feast day is July 2nd. Oliver Plunkett was a 17th century Irish martyr. He became Ireland's first new saint in nearly 700 years after being canonized in 1975. In 1997, he was deemed the country's patron saint for peace and reconciliation. The English martyred Oliver Plunkett for defending the faith in his native Ireland during a period of severe persecution. Born in County Meath in 1629, Oliver studied for the priesthood in Rome and was ordained there in 1654. In 1679, Archbishop Plunkett was arrested and falsely charged with treason. This man of peace was accused of plotting to bring 20,000 French soldiers to Ireland. He was taken to London to stand trial, and because he was not given time to arrange his defense, Archbishop Plunkett was found guilty and sentenced to death. The name of today's saint is especially familiar to the Irish and the English, and with good reason. The English martyred Oliver Plunkett for defending his faith in his native Ireland during a period of severe persecution. Born in County Meath in 1629, Oliver studied for the priesthood in Rome and was ordained there in 1654. After some years of teaching and service to the poor of Rome, he was appointed Archbishop of Armagh in Ireland. 4 years later, in 1673, a new wave of anti-Catholic persecution began, forcing Archbishop Plunkett to do his pastoral work in secrecy and disguise and live in hiding. Meanwhile, many of his priests were sent into exile. Schools were closed. Church services had to be held in secret, and converts and seminaries were suppressed. As Archbishop, Plunkett was viewed as ultimately responsible for any rebellion and political activity among his parishioners. 1673 brought a renewal of religious persecution, and bishops were banned by edict. Archbishop Plunkett went into hiding, suffering a great deal from cold and hunger. His many letters showed his determination not to abandon his people, but to remain a faithful shepherd. He thanked God who gave us the grace to suffer for the chair of Peter. Archbishop Plunkett was arrested and imprisoned in Dublin Castle in 1679, but his trial was moved to London. After deliberating for 15 minutes, the jury found him guilty of fomenting revolt. He was hanged, drawn, and quartered in July of 1681. Pope Paul VI canonized Oliver Plunkett in 1975. Stories like that of Oliver Plunkett seem to fit history. Things like that don't happen today, is often our thought. But they do. False accusations, prejudice, anti-Catholic sentiments, racism, sexism, etc., are still active realities in our day. Perhaps the prayer of St. Oliver for peace and justice might be appropriate. And that is our saint for the day, St. Oliver Plunkett, man of courage.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the saint of the day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the saint of the day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint.
Don't worry. They won't bite.
No, but they'll sure bless.
That's right. And Mike, the reason I chose that first song, Fool's Gold, Fool's Gold, to me, that really speaks of the life of St. Oliver Plunkett, because he gave his whole life for our Lord and the people of God. And some people would have thought him being a fool, but in reality,
there used to be a bumper sticker floating around. Don, there used to be a bumper sticker floating around in about the 70s or the 80s. And it's, in fact, I had it on my car. It said, I'm a fool for Christ. Whose fool are you?
Yeah. Well, St. Oliver Plunkett was a fool for the Lord.
Yes, he was.
And now, and today, he's with that great cloud of witnesses. And, you know, how many of us knew about St. Oliver Plunkett and his story? How many of us knew anything about him, really?
Until just a few minutes ago, I never heard of him.
Yeah. And how powerful his life is. And what a great, you know, no matter what we're facing, to have kind of courage.
We've viewed a ton of martyrs, and somebody may want to look into, well, what were they martyred for? What did they think was so important that it was worth them giving up their lives?
Yeah. This subject, really, I want to play this song, and you tell me what you think about this song and how you think it fits, okay?
Okay.
Here it comes.
Where do you want me to serve?
that's what is called the servant song. And so to me, that fits perfectly with Saint Oliver Plunkett. And all
it certainly does. It certainly does, because Saint Oliver, he didn't plan his own life. God did that for him.
Yes.
He just submitted himself to God's will and followed it.
Yes. And as the saints pray, such as Saint Oliver Plunkett, we too want to pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy and all the Holy Church, the Holy Catholic Church. We pray for those who are held down by addictions. And we pray for those who are in need of deliverance, that do need, and we all need Jesus. And to make the sacraments, like the confessional, a way of life, because that frees us from sins. And so, the mercy seat of God. And our prayer for priests today comes from Pope Benedict XVI. Lord Jesus Christ, eternal High Priest, you offered yourself to the Father on the altar of the cross, and through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, gave your priestly people a share in your redeeming sacrifice. Hear our prayer for the sanctification of our priests. Grant that all who are ordained to the ministerial priesthood may be ever more conformed to you, the Divine Master. May they preach the gospel with pure heart and clear conscience. Let them be shepherds according to your own heart, single-minded in service to you and to the Church, and shining examples of a holy, simple, and joyful life. Through the prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, your mother and ours, draw all priests and the flocks entrusted to their care to the fullness of eternal life, where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And that is our priest, prayer for priests today by Pope Benedict XVI.
And
amen.
They're on the front lines. They're on the front line.
Front line. Oh, man. Now you did it. Front line. Because now I have a song that just goes with that, and that's what we will end this with. Frontline. Yeah. That is so cool. All right, so we got it keyed up. And so, Mike, thank you. Oh, and by the way, before we go, tomorrow, the feast, our saint of tomorrow, is St. Thomas, the Apostle St. Thomas. He's one of the apostles.
He was given the moniker Doubting Thomas.
Well, yes, but you know, he was one of those who witnessed the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. In fact, as she began the Assumption, he received from her a piece of her clothing. And made, yeah, so that, tune in tomorrow for the story about St. Thomas. And not only St. Thomas, but St. Timothy as well. St. Timothy was there as well at the Assumption.
Well, that
ought
to be interesting. Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Don't you dare miss it.
Definitely. And now, since you mentioned about the front line, and we are on the front. Deeper Truth is on the front line. We are on the front line. So here we go, and we'll end with this song. We are all. Yes, the priests are on the, and the religious, and, you know, they're on the front line, but so are we. all of us are on the front line. So that includes you too, Mike. And every one of you out there in deeper truth land. That's why Jesus gives us the sacraments. To keep us in the fight. Not to fall on the wayside or fall into some rabbit trail, but to stay on the front line. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Are we going to be taking our journey?
Our journey? Am I forgetting
journey
something?
With Mary.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. We are going to do, we'll have a show tonight at 8 o'clock tonight. Whether John Carpenter is able to make it tonight, I don't know. I've not been able to get in touch with him because since Deeper Truth Live, we are live. You know, so yes, there will be a show tonight at 8 o'clock about our Blessed Virgin Mary.
That's 8 o'clock Central.
And, yes.
And 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
Yes. And so thank you for reminding me of announcing that, because I had intended to, but, you know, we just got into the moment. And that's good. But the moment is ours. The Lord gives us this moment because we
mm-hmm.
are on the front line. We are on the front line. So stay on the front line and be back and be prepared for 8 o'clock tonight. So we will end here with this song to right now, and we'll be ready for tonight. All right. So we'll catch you at 8 o'clock there, Mike, and all those out there in deeper truth land. Here we go.